we're doing. All right. Anyways, we're starting the show. Let's go. I love you. Wine, make sure we're live.
We're live just like that?
I think we're live just like that. Guys, what's up? It's Optimus Fields at My Living Truth, and we are back for another episode of Bitcoin Kindergarten. This is actually Teacher's Lounge number 69. So you know it's going to be highly regarded and highly special ed. Anyways, before I get in too far and forget the protocol, we are at block height 738,930. And the current mod scale time is 3,373 sats per dollar. Wow. Man, Hodlnot's prediction of staying above 30K wrecked. Hodlnot, quit doing that. Actually, keep doing that. We need cheap sats. As you can tell, the Bitcoin price is under 30K. It's at $29,650. And of course, I'm here with my bro, Winikus. Winikus, say what's up to the people. How you doing?
What's up from Bitcoin Beach? You know, just chilling, eating pupusas, spending my Bitcoin, coming more poor. It's all good.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. How much longer are you staying down there, bro?
They're not going to reveal that information.
Wow. Think boy wine. Okay. All right. I got you, bro. I got you.
I'm a privacy expert in the field.
Yeah? We get Matt O'Dell on here one show, and now Winikus is a privacy expert.
Yeah. I'm not from Bitcoin. I'm not at Bitcoin Beach.
Dogs. All right. Wine. Do the ad read.
Well, where do I begin? Oh, let's talk about that show on YouTube, Bitcoin TV, and other podcasting platforms. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Simply Bitcoin. Yup. Daily fails and meme reviews and everything else after that. But mostly the meme reviews. That's all I got to say. Tune in to Simply Bitcoin and you can get your daily Bitcoin fix. Should we keep it rolling? What do we got next?
Keep it rolling. Are you just done with open source memes now or what, bro?
No, we're not done with open source memes, but it's obviously more entertaining when you have Matt O'Dell as a host and
You're right.
We can't say like defund the devs when there's no like open source proponents up here on stage, but we do have actually in the stands Liron, who is a big advocate for open source development. So maybe we'll direct this at him. Yes, opensourcememes.com. Don't fund the Bitcoin devs. They're hogging all the donation money. Fund the marketing department of Bitcoin. We exist too. Shut up and meme. Opensourcememes.com. Liron, what do you think?
God, wow. That is honestly my favorite part of the show. It's turning into my favorite part of the show.
Woo. Should we just end it or just keep making up fake, 3 minutes, fake companies? How many more fake companies can we spin up to have more ad reads?
I think we have a few more ideas, Wine. We do. We definitely need to do one that we've talked about.
You know how like the biggest podcasts in the world, like Joe Rogan or whatever, they have like 15 minutes of ads before you actually hear the guests speak. So I think that's what we should aim for, you know, just like 15 minutes of fake companies that we're shilling before we actually start talking. And these are ads that people, I guess, won't be fast forwarding because I know I fast forward through every ad read.
Yeah. I definitely tune out most ad reads. But anyways, speaking of tuning out, Wine, let's dive into at first, just slightly, the fact that you took a Twitter break, bro. What's that all about? We need Winikus being Geppetto on the Twitter timeline. It's not the same without you, bro.
I have these moments where I feel like I never want to own a cell phone again because it clearly sucks up a lot of my time. And when I start feeling very unproductive, like, oh, I should be reading right now, and I haven't read a book in like 6 years, then maybe I should get off of Twitter, you know? So I told myself, all right, cool. Let's take a break till the next kindergarten episode. I'll be back Wednesday. And guess what? I came back earlier. I was lurking on big Twitter, aka desktop Twitter, and I failed. So Twitter, you win this time, but at least I'm aware of my addiction. So that's the first step.
I just wanted to add the whole ad section. I think this is the second time I'm trying to tell someone, is you may add, that was so fiat, bro. Have you guys heard about that? I've been trying to spread this thing in real life as well. If someone talks too much NFT, I'd be like, that's so NFT, bro. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, great, but these comment. Are parodies. These are ad parodies. So either get it or you don't, right?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when you try to convince someone or are trying to make them understand Bitcoin or what the hell money is, and they keep on the same place, I'd be like, yeah, that's so fiat, bro. You do you. Stay fiat all the time. Instead of saying, and they actually be like, yeah, dude, I will. And they actually feel happy that there's no bad ending, like have fun staying poor or something like that.
That's, right, my new favorite insult. You're so
hear me fiat, out though.
That's so fiat.
Hear me out though, because what if you're driving an actual fiat car?
Yo, the normies, when I talk about fiat, they're like, wait, like the car? I'm like, oh, god damn it. Yes, like the fucking car.
Yeah, I guess we should be like, grow up, it's Chrysler now.
Wine, we got a great comment in here by Nick Campmine. It can't go unshadowed. We need to highlight this. He goes, this is definitely directed at you, Winekus, so I will want a response. Nick goes, open source memers are getting paid so well. Winekus is chilling on Bitcoin Beach drinking pupusas during kindergarten. Do you have any comments on this, Winekus?
I mean, I'm living off of the Bitcoin Kindergarten open source memes treasury, which is Optimus Fields' credit card debt. So our treasury is growing, and I'm very thankful for it. So thank you for thankful for your treasury.
Yeah, I'll totally send over 1,000 Satoshis to it.
Oh, man. Yeah, Winekus is living big. Somehow Winekus finagled away for me to be his sugar daddy, and he's in El Zante right now. Amazing. Amazing.
Everyone's a scammer, B.
Everyone's a scammer, B. Holy shit. Woo. Well, why?
Oh, yeah. Labra said all those sats are his, which is true. He's been donating for Hurkris and Pupusas every week, so shout out Labra.
Does pupusa really taste good? Just asking.
Delicious.
They are good, but this is where you come in with your secret catchphrase.
Bruh.
Go on.
That's so fiat, bro.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, they'll make you fat.
That is, yeah. Okay.
They are quite delicious, though. All right, guys. Well, this is Bitcoin Kindergarten. So I figured before we get into the nitty-gritty stuff, because there's been a lot of good themes and content that we've been touching on for a long time that is making head right now. So, but before we do that.
Did you just say touching and head in the same sentence?
In the game.
Yeah, Shishi, you like that, huh?
I noticed the same thing.
I just wanted.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. I wanted to do that on purpose.
You are the best producer in the game.
Dude.
I am the best producer in the game.
Don't get me started, guys. You guys, this is what you asked for. You want some highly regarded content with me and Wine? We're going to give you that. So, guys. As I was saying before Shishi rudely interrupted me, I think...
Go fuck yourself.
I think it's time that we stay really, really regardedly bullish on the show, because everyone's saying Bitcoin's dying again, guys. And look, it just so happens that Shishi jumped in. We're going to get some TA signals. You can get into his paid group, and we're going to give you that bull signal so you don't sell your sats and you continue stacking. So, guys, Shishi, before we get into that, can you confirm whether we are in bear market territory or is everyone just being a bitch?
We still haven't ever entered a bear market in Bitcoin. So, I mean, I think we've been in a bear market since 2009 because, you know, that it's just obvious. I don't need to repeat myself, you know, but, you know, we've been in a, you know, up only trend on the 4-year moving average. And yeah, dude, you know, like go to sleep and wake up in 4 years.
Yeah, get another thing that you're passionate about and not only Bitcoin, or you're just going to be seeing price all the time.
Yeah, also Dr. Evil had it right, you know, like buy Bitcoin, freeze yourself, and then, you know, unfreeze yourself and you're fucking rich.
I don't know if you guys see the tweet on the Nest, but I had some other ideas here because Bitcoin definitely needs some sort of a rebrand. So I said, hey, why don't we rename Bitcoin to Dollar, and boom, instant global adoption and brand awareness. Who can get behind this with me?
Dude, it's like an airdrop. You know, everyone already has it in their accounts. You know what I mean?
Yo, Shishi, how many dollars do you have?
How dollars do you have?
How dollar do you have?
I'm a cent maxi, so hold up.
Oh, you're saying it should make sense of the standard?
I'm saying it should be like 1 cent to one Bitcoin parity.
All right, but hear me out. Cool. We group 10 cents together and we call them dimes. What do you think?
Dude, that's not how it is, dude. You have to actually pull a dime, Wine. You can't just add up your ones and call her a dime.
Dang, are you a dime maxi over the penny? I'm set maxi, bro.
I'm mechanical engineering maxi.
We should rename cents to bits and keep sats. Send them over to fiat land.
Did I just hear Shishi endorse bits over sats? Wow, big if true.
No, the opposite. We should send all the bit guys, and they should try to rename cents to bits. Let them break their head over something useless, you know? And then we should keep sats. And then Wynick is going to say, dude, we should like call it one sat, one Bitcoin. Like, I get it. It's not good. Let's move on.
Wynickus just came out and fully endorsed Dieter Bob's SBTCs on Bitcoin Kindergarten. That's a pretty big move right there, Wynickus. I'm surprised by it.
I'm actually just surprised by how bearish like Bitcoin Twitter gets when like we haven't even touched the 200 week moving average. Like, you're still a long way down it can go, and there's still a long way up it can go. So it's like, you know, that's why I think like listening to bearish fundamentals like spooks you out, because then when the dip comes, you're like waiting for an even cheaper price, right? And so when I say keep a bullish frame of mind in DCA, that's exactly what I mean. And it doesn't change.
I was class of 2021, and I was paying $50 for probably not even 100,000 sats. And today I'm actually getting more than that. And it is just fascinating that I'm able to climb the ladder a little faster compared to other stuff. But I guess if whoever got in and are not learning about it and just looking at it as an investment only and trying to compare it and using that fiat mindset of diversify, I guess that's where people get stuck.
Dude, that's awesome to hear. If you don't mind me asking, did you by chance go down the shitcoin rabbit hole, the shitcoin gallery before you became I'm hoping a maximalist since you're hanging out with us. So tell us your story a bit, bro.
I actually started majority. Bitcoin was my first ever investment. Like, I got off student loans and everything and got a job finally. And I didn't have any extra money to actually invest at any point because I used to know that there's stock markets and everything just by news media outlets and stuff like that. But then I started watching a lot of YouTube, and obviously, you know, you get ads on YouTube and stuff. So I got Coinbase and I went in. So initially I was like, oh shit, this thing is high, which is on the top of the list. Then I was like, okay, what else? Then, you know, you get the free shit from Coinbase. So the first thing was Kyber. And I was like, yeah, this guy's a payment guy in between people. And I was like, okay, let me buy this. So about $10. And after that, Mr. Saylor came up within 3 days of Coinbase advertisement. And that's it. As I was I'm more into engineering. I love engineering. I take it as my everyday thing. So I understood Bitcoin a little faster, I would say. And when he spoke about energy and all the history in Breedlove series, that's it, pretty much smashed in. But in terms of other coins, I have always been, I still play with 10% of my portfolio. So I do own other stuff, but I don't own stocks. So if shit coins are anything other than a Bitcoin in the crypto industry, I call stocks as shit coins for me, because I would just buy the product which the company is giving, and I will walk my way to it. I don't want your crappy governance token. So if people are holding stocks, you're also shitcoining in any way, but I do 10 to 15% of shitcoins in my portfolio.
Can I rudely interrupt and change the subject?
Do you not? That's a perfect example of what we say over here, that the Bitcoin content has gotten way better, that you can sidestep most of the headaches and do it purposely if that's what you want to do. But go on, just do it. Go in.
Yeah, you can sidestep it all and just come to this show. We got the signal, huh? But yeah, I was kidding if you guys didn't get that. We definitely don't have the signal. But
dude, our dude's like, I did want to fire. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's for few right now.
Stocks are shitcoins, yes.
I did want to bring up something. Did you notice what
shitcoins are shitcoins? I absolutely agree, and I have done. I was going to give up that one, but after one of the things that I actually
are you enjoying them now? How are they doing right now?
Oh well, it's everything HODL, right?
How are your trades, sir?
I don't do trading, sir. I never touch trading. I just HODL everything. All right.
I was here changing the subject, and I didn't end up changing it because I've been transitioning into this topic for way too long. But did you notice what number teacher's lounge we are on today?
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking blood!
Yeah, Wine, I did. I definitely did. I think that's a testament to how bad the show is because it's Teacher's Lounge number 69. So, Wine, it's a beautiful, fitting moment for us here.
Why do you think I showed up?
Nice. See, that's Signal. See, as any rug put in the YouTube chat, he goes, Signal, shit-talking, and memes, bro. That's what we do here, Wine, so...
Yeah, and if you guys didn't know the significance behind 69 and what it means, it's the last all-time high, right?
Yeah. Legendary. It's honestly a legendary all-time high. It's so impressive what you can accomplish with memes, you know? The price is memeing you back and now giving you a discount. Like, you know you're going to see 69K again. Like, that's why. Like, you right, like... I don't know, man. Like, whoever is bearish right now is a fucking retard.
I do have a pending buy order Yes, it's a buy order for the top of 69,420, which we never hit. So I still have money waiting to buy that price.
I think I got one, didn't I? I think I have a screenshot of one. Maybe. Maybe it's a
different
price.
No, we never hit it.
Maybe it's 426.9. Anyways, as you can tell, we are highly regarded. Wine, did you see I showed your post this week on Simply Bitcoin? The I don't buy, or some people call it buying historical tops. I call it buying historical timestamps. I think that's beautiful. Beautiful sentiment, Wine. And it's then Michael Saylor said the same thing, bro. Weineck is think boy. Same thing as Michael Saylor, bro. Can we get some applause here?
Well, I'm actually way more intelligent than Michael Saylor because I bought Bitcoin before he did. So, and like years before, right? Actually, no, I never bought any Bitcoin. Thanks, Matt O'Dell, for the privacy talk.
Yo, Wine, you're the best. Absolutely the best. You can quote him on that. I am smarter than Michael Saylor.
And Elon Musk.
Well, that's a good
one. You should always buy it. To also be
yo, safe. Everyone here has been front running billionaires, hedge funds, nation states for years now. So big ups to all of us, right? Can we get some soundboards? Yeah, there we go.
Dude, imagine logging on to Twitter though and seeing all of us tweet and we're like, yeah, that's the currency. Fuck it. Let's ride. And they actually did it. Fucking El Salvador is crazy. I love that. Like,
we just bully people into liking our money.
You go, you don't like our money?
Maximalism is the on-ramp.
You don't like our money? Well, we'll just have fun stacking more being poor.
I'm throwing a curveball in the mix. Physical, what's up, bro? I'm bringing you up. I hope you have your manners tonight. We are recording live. How you doing tonight, bro?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Manners are intact so far. I'm doing great. I'm having a great fucking night. Or am I allowed to cuss?
Yes, you can cuss, sir. Okay. But by all means, express yourself. All
right. Just want to make sure. I didn't know how, you know, democratic the space was tonight. So
aren't democratic at all. kindergarten's a meme. It's not for children. It's just a psyop. It's a psyop. Tell us. What was Shishi just saying? Super bullish. I got distracted.
I was talking about how we bully people into buying the money we like.
That's what we're talking about.
I do want to interrupt the show once again because we did get a tip, and I'm prematurely talking about the tip, but we had Labrajado tip us for Pupusa's fund and Hurkres horn.mp4, so he needs some horns.
You got you, Labra.
I think tip is the wrong word, to be honest. I know you're not going to like that, but that's my opinion.
No, I honestly prefer scam yourself, but that's just me, you know?
Yeah, we got some, what's the opposite of like when somebody got scammed? Like we're, I don't know, some scam money?
I mean, tip anti-scams? Sounds kind of sexual, you know, and we're all a bunch of men here usually, so
a little weird. All right, physical. You got a timeout there. We're getting a little weird.
Send him down. Send him down, please.
It wasn't that bad.
Hey. Just keep yourself muted. let me get the show rolling. We don't want it to go completely off rails.
We haven't even spoken about anything yet. We did a good job wasting, like 15
minutes?
Well,
a little bullish. We got a little bullish on there. She gave some signal.
20 minutes? Like, if you've been here this long, like, big ups to everyone.
Dude. I'm actually extremely bullish.
I was actually thinking about leaving after 5 minutes, but I think it's mostly because of physical.
Yeah, it's gonna get entertaining. It's like what more can we about say, Ryan? What more can we say that they don't say on every other show? Like, you know,
I mean,
I can run it through, guys. You guys want a rundown of what happened since last week? Because you guys, this is what you're here for. Obviously, is the news from Bitcoin Kindergarten. Lol. Okay. So, anyways, Davos happened last week. We had the WEEF roll out the whole globalist agenda, And fun fact, guys, you are not conspiracy theorists anymore. You can hear it in their own words, what we've been saying on Bitcoin Kindergarten for months, maybe even years. So that's pretty fun. You can go watch for yourself what these psychopaths think of you and how they are rolling Agenda 21 out as we speak. I don't know what we want to highlight, whether it's, what was it? A pill that registers to Big Pharma, whether you are taking the COVID vaccine, to, redefining what it means to have free speech, to, ushering in CBDCs, to Klaus Schwab openly saying to everyone at Davos that we are the powerful people that can change and force the world to follow what we believe. Guys, so I know a lot of times if you are a listener of Bitcoin Kindergarten and you have followed along with us for, I think it's 2 years now, that we have been talking about this for a long time. And it would come across that we were conspiracy theorists. But again, it just takes time for us Bitcoiners to be right. And so we are right again. It obviously isn't that unobvious to us, because if you are here right now listening to this in real time, you see what I see, and I'm just repeating what you already know. But hopefully the hope of this show is that we document in real time what is happening so people can catch up and follow what plebs think in real time. So guys, I don't know if we need to go into this, but I don't know. Has anyone got a good Weef globalist rant off their chest? Because the time is now, and I will let this go. Wine.
I'm definitely extremely exhausted of their messaging and about all the bugs that we're going to have to eat.
Yeah, I was about to say they're starting to feed bugs to the preschoolers in the UK.
Yeah, there's always a bug eating article every week. And I'm getting so tired of it, and it's just exhausting having to fight it and tell people that it's coming. That maybe I'll join them, right? Like, should I apply for a Weef position?
Please no. I think the whole data of animal farming being the biggest contribution of global warming is what they are backing off of to say all this bullshit. But I think it is a good, I don't know how good the data is, but it is everywhere that animal farming is actually causing the biggest emissions for global warming or whatever that case is for deforestation. And I don't know if that is true or not, but what do you guys think about that? I guess this Weef or Bill Gates saying we need to stop eating beef, all this comes from the same place of this animal agriculture or animal farming.
Well, I think you should treat their narrative and people who like agree with their narrative how you treat shitcoiners that you're done conversing with, and just say, I think you should eat your bugs. I think you should go all in on the lifestyle that you're, describing to me, and I wish you nothing but the best. And, less competition for the same amount of goods that you're looking for.
I mean, bugs actually might be delicious. Who knows? Just gonna throw it out there.
I'm just gonna tell people to each their own, and I'm gonna be like, but when they're super like, yo, I'm gonna do this shit, I'm gonna be like, bro, go for it, man. I'm not gonna poop on your parade. You do whatever the fuck you want, brother. You want to eat a fucking cockroach, fucking put that shit on the Barbie, fucking it's all you, bro. But
if you say that to a South American, you'll probably get dinged on. If it was a group of South Americans, you because their livelihood, they actually like bugs. They eat grasshoppers and they eat everything. It's just normal for them.
Dude, whatever you want in your life, you should do it. If you want to live there and eat the bugs, fucking go to South America, eat your bugs, do whatever the fuck you want. You want to eat your bugs in London? Fucking cheerio, mate.
Oh, no. All I was trying to say is make sure your audience is not South American so that you don't get in trouble.
That's grasshoppers are not bugs. I make sure to say whatever the fuck I want to whoever the fuck I want, and if they get offended, I don't even got a box of Kleenex for them. I'll just tell you like that. I don't give a fuck.
Titan, you're a goose, dude.
What do you mean? Okay, people start naming me now.
No. What? Don't.
My bad.
Physical. Brett, jump in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Titan brings up a good point about the data. surrounding global warming and climate change. It's very clear. Humans are the problem. We need to reduce the amount of humans, and therefore we will reduce the carbon emissions, we will reduce the methane emissions, and we will bring the Earth back into balance with nature. I'm going to be careful how I say this because I know this goes on YouTube, but let's just say I'm doing my part.
YouTube, you heard him. Give us the boost. Give us the boost. We said what you want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I think their data. A COVID warning on this one. Oops. Dang. Yeah. I just did it. Shouts out to the cows farting and ruining planet Earth. That's my main concern. Go, Shishi.
No, but, you know, like, if you take their narrative and you break it down a little bit, you know, I think people who focus on cities will be the most accurate. So if you say, hey, like, you know, okay, I hear you in all your data, right? And but aren't cities the number one, like, issue in terms of, like, human organization? Because, like, nothing that is needed is produced where it's consumed, right? And then that sparks, like, a more fruitful conversation, you know, because it's really hard to disagree that we do need to disperse a little bit. It's not the amount of people that's the problem. It's that everyone lives in the same fucking couple cities. You know what I mean? It's fucking stupid. And like everyone wants everything delivered to them. You know, no one wants to produce anything. So if we become producers, like, dude, we have an unbelievable amount of space for way more people than 8 billion to thrive, you know? But yeah, their data needs to be used against them and not argued like on the data point, because you'll lose that.
Yeah, it's also a problem that we have an economy where it's highly centralized and sort of like bordering on monopolies at this point. There's less competition and there's more giant corporations that own everything.
Yeah, and then
scale is the most toughest thing to achieve, right? Like, in anything, any company, scale is the most toughest thing. And when there is five guys or five companies that rule everything, and I guess it's easy to pinpoint, that these guys are who are doing this, so go regulate them and stop putting shit on us, right?
Well, I think to TC's point, I think it's the remote work from anywhere, sovereign individual type of proliferation that's happening, that's adjusting for that, you know? And so you could be anywhere and make your income. And so I think that changes the world, you know? And I think that allows people to go and take risks and do other things, like not look at the Bitcoin price and maybe, I don't know, have their own cows or whatever the fuck, you know, you want to do, chickens, like veg, fruit, all of the above, or whatever you want to do in life. You know what I mean? That's tinkering or, you know, working on whatever you want to work on. But I think in general, you know, these topics are spoken about at such a low frequency where, you know, we could have much more fruitful conversations and give people more food for thought, because it's like that Austrian economics perspective, like, hey, like people demand space, people demand food and clean food and clean water, you know, and that demand is not going to go away. And people are going to figure out how to take that supply for themselves. And the people who don't are the losers of the game, you know.
Hey,
Yeah, we got you, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I agree with a bunch of what Shishi said right there. The remote work that people are able to do now, which is a great feature of the digital economy that the world is blessed to have and everything that comes with that, is good for those people that could do it. And it's certainly a great feature that's out there that allows people to live slightly differently than they did before. But everything we need on this planet still has to be made physically. The food has to be grown, has to be slaughtered in the case of animals, has to be brought to market, and we gotta cook it and consume it. Houses have to be made, trees have to be cut down, you know, copper has to be dug out of the ground to make you know, copper flashing for a chimney, you know, like all this stuff still has to happen in the real world. And the only reason five giant companies own everything is because of governments. and because of magic words written on paper that give people benefits for organizing their business operations in such a way that they don't pay any taxes on billions of dollars of income or whatever, because they can give special contributions because they can and you can't. Because the words, the special magic words that government gives to society that are enforced by the enforcers with the guns that want to take yours away. Government is the problem. Money printing, central banking is the problem with everything. It all changes in a solid money world where Bitcoin or something like it, I don't see that getting replaced, but a free market money that everybody has the exact same opportunity to get. Provide value and somebody will give you some Bitcoin. That will straighten this world out. Two generations from now is my call, but that's what we need. Everything else is broken and will stay broken as long as government and some men can write magic words on paper. That's the only reason giant corporations exist. A corporation is a legal entity that was allowed to be a legal entity, to act like a human being, where the human beings that run it are not obligated for the mistakes it makes. You see how special that is? These men gave themselves the right to do things and not be held accountable because it's under the guise of a corporation. Magic. It's all fucking bullshit. All because governments and men with guns can do this and force everybody else to follow it. But that's because they control the money. And as soon as they can't control the money that way, all that shit breaks down.
But you, I totally agree with what you mentioned. But in terms of monetary evolution, we have repeated the same thing again and again by having new currencies. But I think there was no better solution until 2009, right? The talks we are having today is deemed bullshit before 2009. Oh, libertarians, they'll keep yelling. Oh, these things, they'll keep saying these things. But nothing actually changes. But with this, there is a lot of different perspectives everyone keeps bringing because everyone has a different mind, but it's the same clutching point, which is Bitcoin, right?
Well, the central first principle value that everybody is aligning around is the ability to control the fruits of your own labor in the form of a money that can't be corrupted, right? Money, the concept of money has been around for thousands of years. Humans figured out that it's a good thing to use something as money. It's been many things, but only until Bitcoin did we have a money that can be, that everybody can get if they want it and nobody can mess with it and take away yours and dilute your share of the overall pie, let's call it, of all the monetary units within the system. And, you know, it's just fundamentally, it's the first time it's been done, but the principle underlying it has always been there. We just weren't able to, as a species, coordinate around any given object that could make this last in, you know, forever. We all know, and those of us who have studied it, that gold became that thing, the best form of money. But, of course, it got corrupted. Libertarians before Bitcoin would have been screaming for a gold standard, and it would have been humanity's only chance to get back to a monetary standard that can't be screwed around with by a bunch of parasites. But it wasn't going to happen. It was never going to happen. We're never going to know how much gold the U.S. government owns, and that's why it had to be routed around by a protocol that is free to everybody, and they can't stop. And it was done brilliantly. And it, you know, when no one cared about it, they didn't try to kill it, and now they can't because it's too big. So it's so far worked. I think it's going to stay working. And I think this is humanity's only chance. Because these assholes that are running the world, essentially, that cause half the planet to take experimental chemicals or put diapers on their faces for the last 2 years, those people, they'll never stop. The power has to be taken away from them. And it's only going to happen when they can't control money anymore. And if we didn't have this, life is over. I mean, it's already, we're going to see massive, you know, with supply chain shortages and all this stuff, we're going to see massive problems for society in a lot of levels. I don't think we've even touched it. I was in the supermarket today in New York looking around and every shelf is full. I'm like, it didn't hit yet. But boy, one day I'm going to look in this in half, it's going to be empty. And I'm going to realize that this, what's been saying is coming is here. It's coming and it's going to start in poorer places first, but shit's going to hit the fan. But again, you know, Bitcoin can fix this, but the old system has to get torn down. I'm hoping that one rises while the other one burns and there's like a crossover that many people can, you know, jump across and not be wiped out over it. For any of you guys, just a quick side note, if anybody read The Mandibles, we're living it, man. It was written in, I think, 96, not that long ago, but it predicted the time out to 2140. So it talks about the time we're living in, and it's really crazy. But in the end, the people who are rich now in that book, they're the losers. And the ones that adopted the new form of money are the winners. Now, they didn't use Bitcoin as that form of money in the book, but really interesting. Well worth a read for you folks that might be interested in that. Yeah, listen, but yeah, the people who hold out to the old system, they're going to be the big losers. The millionaires and billionaires of the world right now that are laughing at Bitcoin will be the paupers in two generations. And your kids will be ruling them.
Two generations.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I think it's going to take 20 years before all the fiat systems in the world are gone, the dollar being the last one, because people will still use it. It's like you can trade airline miles and shit. There are a lot of things that hold value. People are willing to deal with it, willing to deal with trusted third parties. But more and more and more people are going to realize that they can not have to do that, because they can hold their own money. So it's going to take quite a while. It's going to take the small children of today to get into the 20s and 30s and be having kids and having lived around parents and grandparents and themselves using and owning Bitcoin, you know, for most of their lives to realize, yeah, of course this is money. Like, why would it not be? And, you know, it's just going to take a lot of old people to die and a lot of young people to adopt it and for the systems to break away from using the old type of money. And there's way too many things dependent on it. A lot of systems have to break, and it's going to cause turmoil everywhere. Innocent people are going to lose jobs because the places they work are broken because they use the shitty money. It's going to be from, you know, every police force, every government agency, to giant corporations and even small businesses. Anybody who stays in the fiat system too long is screwed. And, you know, it's going to be sad to see, but I just don't see how some people aren't going to suffer and other people are going to do fine. We'll see. I don't know. I'm no predictor of the future, but.
Jim, my sister and mom just went to Manhattan, and they told me that a lot of shops on a lot of streets were closed. So, you know, things aren't hitting the shelves in certain aspects, you know?
Yeah.
I know that. I talked to a guy, a customer of mine. He called me to have some work done, and he was at one of his restaurants. He's got more than one. And I happened to say, I go, that must have been a rough 2 years. He goes, yeah, it's not over. But he's luckily still in business, and he's got a restaurant. That was one of the hardest hit. But you're right. There's a lot of small businesses that are down, even in suburbia where I live out on Long Island. But the big supermarket where I went to get groceries today was fine.
Yeah, that's of course.
The difference, right? There's a lot of small businesses that are fucked.
Yeah, and also the Northeast is especially situated by a lot of you know, small farms and stuff. It's actually a very interesting area of the world. But the interesting part of what like hit me was you know, listening through the sovereign individual. You know, he talks about cities being a mega political output, right? And I think like just focusing on like, you know, imagine an ant box size. It literally looks like an ant box, like some of my friends' apartments in Manhattan. It's like, how is that more in demand than like a way cheaper place to live with like mountain views and like fucking water that's like awesome and like, you know, fresh air, and it's like so cheap to live in those areas, you know, all around the country. And you're just like, damn, like I've been brainwashed to think that city life is like somehow superior to like country life. Because you go into the other places, you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's like, nah, dude, you're in the middle of somewhere, and you can build a life for yourself. So most of the people complaining to me like about the current system the most, the people that complain the most, everyone complains about the current system to a degree, right? But the people that are the saltiest are the people that are sort of – their lives are like stuck inside of like a mega city that they themselves can see like eroding, right? And there's no fucking way like – you know, obviously people who choose to live in ant boxes are going to choose to stab themselves with their experimental vaccines just to get the fuck out of the box, right? Like, imagine living in a fucking box, man. That's fucking depressing, you know?
The problem...
Hold on. If I can interrupt for five seconds. Right,
go.
I just wanted to say, hey, look, I met some toxic fuckers, and I met some people that thought they could hang and couldn't, like a lot of blockable people, a lot of people that preach free speech, and everyone's welcome and decentralized and all sorts of stuff. And I have given TC an amount of shit that is absolutely remarkable. And unlike some of the people he kind of hangs with, but not really, he didn't block me. And so of all the people in the world I want to give a quick shout out to, it's TC. Do you know what, dude? For as big of a piece of shit as you are, you weren't as big of a bitch as some of the other people that claim to be alphas. So a quick high five to you. Hey, look, you can take a joke, you can take an insult, and you can come back for more. Hey, just want to give you a quick tip of the hat, and know forever you have a bigger dick than them. Love you guys. I'm out.
Thanks, Tom. Blocking is so free.
Oh, shit. Hey, that was a good break. Good curveball. Decode, what's up, bro?
I just want to chime in and I guess add to what Social Jim was saying. And
hold on, you're a little muffled, bro.
So I just want to add on to what Surfer Jim was saying. Like he said, like we're not feeling it yet, and like I agree, but like some places are. And I pinned a screenshot of a tweet I saw 2 days ago. And for those that are not able to look, and they're on YouTube, it says that I never thought we'd face purchase limits on pasta. I took this in a the Detroit area just now, limit 4 per customer, basically. So, which is kind of scary.
There's even limits on gas now.
Yeah. So, as everyone is pointing out, we are living in some crazy times, and it's very obvious to anyone that is paying attention. So hopefully you guys are out there paying attention as well, and you're seeing these signs, because the only reason we bring this stuff up here on Bitcoin Kindergarten is because this is about us being Bitcoiners, having a good time, and making it to hyper-Bitcoinization that we all talk about. So part of that is being prepared, and we are fans of the truth, guys. So we're not going to sugarcoat the shit. Even though it doesn't seem like it's Bitcoin related, this is all hugely Bitcoin related, because as everyone's saying, guys, the signs are written on the wall. And furthermore, we haven't fully got into it, but one of the narratives that we've been talking about on Toxic Teachers Lounge for years now, at least heavily this year, especially, is the inflation narrative and the fact that they printed so much obscene amount of money during the pandemic. And guys, well, I know you're feeling this because you're the average pleb, but that's not really the news story about it all. What's really interesting, to say the least, is the fact that the powers that be, central bankers and government politicians, are openly acknowledging the fact that inflation is out of hand. So they're no longer gaslighting us. We've documented the fact that they've been gaslighting us about inflation for a long time. And as you can just hear from, you know, plebs all around the country and world, these are anecdotal and personal experiences, but everyone is seeing these signs, and we're all seeing various signs. So this shit is actually happening around you guys. And furthermore, the fact that the establishment is acknowledging the fact that what we've been saying for a long time, I think, is the most interesting point to be talking about. They can't hide it anymore, and so they have to at least do the dog and pony show and pretend like they are doing something and pulling the levers so that the mass of plebs don't freak out. Because I don't know if you guys saw, but Arthur Hayes just dropped an article, and so I was reading it before the show started, and he wrote it really well when he said that, you know, it's not a secret that if you can't stop inflation and the price of food and energy goes up, historically, this has caused revolutions in many nations. So, guys, this isn't just us being paranoid Bitcoiners. This is us acknowledging the fact that the temperature is rising and there may possibly be social unrest. And so We've been saying it. Bitcoiners around all the Bitcoin circles and content have been saying it. You need to prepare yourself. So I don't know exactly what your list of preparations are, but the rundown is always food and weapons, ammo.
40%.
There you go.
40% is what the studies say. Your cost of food, once it eclipses 40% of your monthly income, that's when pitchforks and torches come out on the streets.
40%. So, wow.
40% is the...
Say it one more time. What's the metric?
So it's the percentage of your income that goes towards food. For most people, I mean, now I would guess it should be something like 20 or 25% of your income you spend on food. But like when it gets to 40%, there's studies that have documented this all over the world. That's when shit starts breaking down.
Wow. Amazing. So there is some there is room to run, as TC just said. So guys, if you think it's getting bad now, it's just starting. So we only say all that because, like I said, guys, you got to point out the narratives. You have to be aware. And I know we are, you know, looked at as a not serious Bitcoin show, but through all the humor, we got to give you some signal. As I think it was George Carlin said, you know, if you want to tell someone the truth, you got to make them laugh or they will fucking kill you. So that is the secret over here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. But guys, there is a funny meme that came out of this inflation highlighting. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but I know Wine will like this. And he was off Twitter this week. Actually, you might have saw it. But did you pick up, Winekiss, the words that Joe Biden used when he did his dog and pony show with Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen when he was focusing on inflation? Yes or no answer, Wine?
He said something about being that they're focused or something. Is that the
Joe Biden said?
Yeah,
we are laser focused on inflation. So guys, it is our meme world and they are just living in it. Whether they knew or not, our meme still snuck in and we are winning.
The memes write themselves, man. He's saying laser focus. This is episode 69. Like, what else do we need? But yeah, I mean, going back to the whole, like, the politicians are starting to capitulate, big word, capitulate, like, the whole Janet Yellen video, that's, like, what we're referencing, where she said, oh, I was wrong about inflation. And then there was also that video with Christine Lagarde, which was, like, pretty interesting to watch. They're showing her charts of the EU's balance sheet, and they're like, how are you going to fix this? And she had no answer. She's just like, it'll be fixed. It'll be fixed.
It'll come. No, nope, that's actually not what she said.
We'll print
it's
more
really
money.
Interesting. We'll it's really interesting. What she said, hold up, Decode. What she said was, he's like, how do you sleep at night? Do you sleep at night? And she's like, oh yes, I sleep, but only after she had to think about it for a second, almost like, you know, what do I tell the humans? But then they said, how is this going to come down? And she says, it will come. It will come. In due time, it will come. So she didn't even say it's coming down.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's really one of the most amazing clips.
Her son owns Bitcoin, apparently. And she's like, he's an adult. I can't tell anything about him. I'm like, you idiot.
He's probably like, fuck, my mom's such a fucking fiat cuck lizard. Oh my god, I can't fucking deal with it.
She's so fiat, bro.
Or he's got the insider trading secrets and he's like, yo, this shit's going down. I'm buying Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's definitely doing some shift theater art. And that's the proxy. That's Christine Lagarde's proxy. But honestly, I did like that she said that, because whether it's a strong meme or not, it's still, again, they're living in our meme world, because it's obviously, she said, she can't control her son because he's a Bitcoiner, he's a free man. I don't know if that's what you guys heard, but that's what everyone heard, because I don't know if you saw the clip or Simply Bitcoin episode. Francis destroyed them, or destroyed Christine Lagarde. And I love when he said, it's like, how deftone are these people when your own son doesn't listen to you and you expect the rest of the mass plebs to listen to you guys? Like, they're disconnected from reality and it's showing and they're freaking out about it. And you can see it everywhere if you pay attention. And like I said earlier, guys, I know this, maybe this is just how I viewed it. I've definitely at times kind of took a nonchalant view on a lot of the stuff we say because it's like, oh, we're just conspiracy theorists. We're paranoid. Sometimes we read into things too much and it's just kind of fun sometimes to spin rabbit holes. But it's very obvious that the plays that we've been talking about for a long time is actually what they're doing. And the game is out of control. And it's very awesome to see the central bank squirm and, you know, different politicians squirm and have to face the music. So absolutely beautiful, in my opinion.
Like, government employees normally are, you know, people used to look up like, oh, you're working here. Can we have some insights or can we have some advice or something like that? But after all this is happening, I feel like it's not totally credible for what government was called before, right? Government was called like the infinite wisdom, or they're the last guys who come and keep everyone in the front, etc. All that's being shredded away. And I guess reputation and scaling are the two last things anyone cares about at the end of their life is. And the reputation is going down. I don't know how they will come back from this.
I'm not really sure what you're talking about, but where I live, I think government is expected to be like representatives and serve the public.
That's what I mentioned, right? What are you talking about? I said they always try to lead the people in a good way, but at the end, they stay in the end because if anything happens, they're always there to back it up, is what I meant to say. Again, if I didn't say it in English properly, I apologize.
Yeah, just my two sides. I don't understand how anyone takes any legacy system or government institution seriously. It all reminds me of, I don't know if you guys watched Dave Chappelle growing up, but it all reminds me of Dave Chappelle's political skits. Every time I see anything on TV, I think of those skits, and you guys should go check them out. I'm going to ruin how you view the news as well. Tom, you did come up. Do you have questions or comments?
I'm currently watching the match right now. I'm at a bar, so I didn't want to interrupt too much.
No worries. But
I did want to say, as someone that's part of more the ultra legacy aspect of everything, and kind of being enthralled by Bitcoin, thanks in part to TC. He's the one that bullied my actual name out of me, and educated my friend on Bitcoin, and I do appreciate that. But I do want to say that there is a chance that currency-backed coins and what even would be better is a gold-backed coin is going to fucking take over the world, dude. It's going to take over the world. And Bitcoin will eventually drop to zero, and y'all will go rough.
Oh man!
Well, that's just because what TC taught me. This is why I think the way I think is because of what TC taught me. So that's
hey, man,
straight from him.
Speak for yourself, bro.
What happened there?
No, I didn't know. Again, hold on, again. I didn't notice that this is the dude trolling. Awesome. All right, let's see. Let's see if physical can add something.
Oh yeah, physical is gonna add something like the block marker to my.
That's the part. Let's see. Let's give him a chance.
Whoa! I just came in here to say hi. You know, this is the first time I've been here tonight. I don't remember the other time.
I hate.
Woof. All right, guys.
Physical bringing value as always.
Oh shit! Let's go. We're gonna do a transition. Oh. You like that line?
Oh shit!
Transition.
What are we talking about now?
Transition noise. Wow!
I just heard about a new talking point potentially.
Potentially. Yeah, well, look, one, we made it an hour, but we do have a few more things we didn't talk about. So, Wine's been trying to rug pull the show since before it started, so I'm going to give him a chance to keep it going, or we're cutting it short tonight, Wine.
I mean, I care about our listeners' ears, you know, and the fact that they're even with us an hour at this point is, like, if you're listening to this the day after that this is going live, then big respect to you. You have the attention span of a, I don't know, Buddhist monk.
Yeah, listen! That's cool, motherfucking blood!
Yeah, Wine, I think Wine has a point. Let me see. Let me check the chat before I go. YouTube chat, let me get some comments. Let me know if I should end it real quick or you want us to do some small talk as we roll this one out. Wine, we do read the comments at the end. Did we get one or two tonight?
Let's see. We got four.
Okay, hold on. Let me prepare. Are you ready?
For sure. Can we give people a chance, you know, if you want us to read the tips at the end, maybe, like, now's a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Visit our
yeah.
YouTube page.
No, hold on. You know? Maybe, guys, this is a live Q&A. We do have a few degenerates up here that are derailing the show, but if you want to talk with us, you can come up right now. I'll boot some of these guys and we'll bring them up later. If not, though, forever hold your peace. And we will be back next Wednesday. And Wine will read the few comments that we have. Because, yeah, time is precious and you won't get that time back. Even though you love hanging out with us. I know you love hanging out with us. And you can only get this highly regarded content here. Because everyone's too serious. They're too afraid to be silly sometimes. All right. Well, we got physical. Wine, before we go, we got physical hand raised.
No, please. Don't physical me. Please.
All right. Wine is spoken. Read the comments and we'll roll this one out.
And today's ship posting as a service brought to you by Labra Huddle. We got... Nice. You like that? You like the little bark addition?
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, the first tip of the day is for Hurkris. The second tip of the day is for Pupusas. Man, you're delayed with that air horn, man. You remember you used to give me shit?
I feel like there's going to be more. These are just like one-word comments. I feel like you're going to add more to it. But
the next one is for Pupusas Fund and Hurkris Horn.mp4.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking bot!
And the last one, which is true because it's now officially live on our YouTube stream, says, let's fucking go. Kindergarten's the best show ever.
All right, guys. Well, I think that was a fitting 69th Toxic Teachers Lounge, Wine. Very unorganized, very much filled with signal, and a lot of noise that you got to decipher through. But that's why you guys love us, because I honestly don't know why you love us sometimes. Bruh. But, guys, we love you.
Should we...
What's that, Wine?
Slightly chill that next week we'll be airing on European hours.
Oh, yeah. Wine, go, bruh.
So people ask when Europe all the time for strike. When Europe, yeah, strike. You can't use it over there. Well, guess what? Bitcoin Kindergarten will be live and available for Europeans. We'll be awake during European hours. So, I don't know if we should say who's coming.
Dude,
on,
but... I think we gotta drop it. We confirmed it, right? It's confirmed.
Yeah, unless things change and then we rug pull everyone.
All right, well, let's go for the rug pull. Drop it.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking boy!
The author of Bitcoin Is Time, their GG, is showing up to the show on Wednesday, June 8th. Block height something.
Yeah, listen! That's
guys.
Motherfucking boy!
Guys.
If you're a European pleb, please join.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how we keep pulling in dope guests for you guys, but we are pulling in the Europeans next week. So, Wine,
what? Wait, did I say Dirt GG? I meant a Gigel Smur. No, I'm kidding.
But, Wine, what is the time though? So, this is European time. It's going to be super early. Not too early for us Americans.
Everyone will be awake at this hour.
Yeah.
Potentially the whole world will be awake, but we should be live Eastern time around 10 a.m. or 10 a.m. No, 11 a.m., something like that. We'll post it.
We don't have the time. This is how we do it here. Yeah, so guys, you know tomorrow or next week's going to get fucking cosmic. We got Gigi coming in, guys. So none of this bullshit of coming to disrespect my speakers on Bitcoin Kindergarten. They're our friends. Be nice to them. But, guys, next week Gigi's coming in this, bitch. You know it's going to get cosmic. This is going to be tight. Like, Gigi's one of my favorite Bitcoiners. This is going to be epic.
It ends perfectly, like, when Europeans are getting off of work, whatever normie jobs they have, like making baguettes or something. I don't know. So hope to see you guys there.
Let's go. All right. Well, guys, before we waste more of your time officially, this has been Optimus Fields. It's been my co-host, Winikus. We are Bitcoin Kindergarten.